The Man in the Iron Mask. King Louis has his twin brother, Edmund Martiali, brought from the Bastille and makes him a proposition so that Edmund may take his place at certain times when the king wishes to be absent. Edmund agrees on one condition, and that is that his beloved Marguerite, in the cell next to him, be released. He says nothing to the king about his great love for this girl.
You want the woman in the next cell to your release?
Yes.
Why?
Those are my terms. Now do whatever you want.
But you've had no communication with this other prisoner. That would be impossible.
You're with an iron mask, which you could hardly carry.
Those are my terms. You know the woman?
I... No.
Then why?
I want to help somebody else in distress, that's all. I heard her crying in the night.
Crying? Oh, just a moment. But I went down to the Bastille to talk with you. I remember the woman cried out. Yes, she was most persistent until one of the warders slapped her across the mouth with his fist. That silenced her.
The warder struck her?
Yes. But I can't imagine such philanthropy. Oh, my dear Edmund, an unknown vagrant in the cell next to you, and you want her to be released. What an extraordinary request.
It's not very much to ask. If you do this, I'll agree to do your work for you.
Very well, Edmund. She shall be released. But remember, if you don't keep to your part of the bargain, if you tell a living soul about this arrangement... No, I'll go further than that. If someone discovers that you are not the king and it is made public, you lose your life. Understand?
Yes, Louis.
Splendid. Yes, I think we shall work well together. Perhaps our blood gives us mutual understanding.
I could never understand you, Louis. Mine has been a quiet country life. And I have certain ideals, certain principles. And here I am face to face with the King of France. And he has no principle, no principle at all. You deceive your people, the cardinal, and even your women.
Take care, Edmund. I might change my mind even now. It only needs my word to bring the blacksmith running here, and that mask goes over your head once again, for the last time.
You have no fault to find with me, providing you keep your part of the bargain. And that I must see for myself.
I don't follow.
You must return me to the Bastille. With my own eyes, I must see the girl released. And then I'm yours.
My dear Edmund, you can go nowhere without a covering of some kind. Your face is so much like mine.
Then, with your permission, I go back into the prison with the cowl I wore once before.
Oh, Faith, I never heard of a man asking to be put in the Bastille. But if that's what you want, Edmund, you shall have it. In fact, you will stay there until I've assigned you to your duties. In the meantime, I'll give orders for the island Sainte Marguerite to be prepared for you. Your future home.
Now, if you'll step in, Sergeant.
Thank you.
The king has given orders that you must be brought whatever you want, sir. A bell has been placed inside the cell, and I'll assign a warder to keep within calling distance.
Thank you, warder.
And now, with your permission, sir, we'll bolt the door.
You have my permission. Let the warder assigned to me keep his distance. At the end of the passage will do.
Yes, sir.
Hard! Hard!
Edmund, is it really you?
Yes, Marguerite.
Oh, but I can't believe my ears. When I heard your voice, I... Oh, Edmund, what's happened? Where did they take you? And that warder, he's so changed. Why, he's acting as though he were little more than a servant.
He is little more than a servant now.
Oh, Edmund. So wonderful to hear your voice as I knew it in the past. Darling, where did they take you?
I can't tell you, Marguerite. It would be dangerous for you to know.
Dangerous?
Dangerous for you, and dangerous for me to tell you. It's enough to say my life has been saved.
and that sometime soon you will be set free.
I...
Listen carefully, Marguerite. They may come for you any moment. Listen carefully to what I have to say. When they come for you, when you walk out the prison gates, go straight to your father, understand?
My father?
Yes. Go to Gascoigne. Hide on your father's farm.
But you, Edmund, what about you? Are they going to keep you here?
Not all the time. I've been assigned a very strange job of work. But I know that there may be a time while I'm doing this work when I can come to you. When I can hold you in my arms and tell you everything that I've wanted to tell you all these months. I promise I'll come to you, Marguerite, if you'll wait.
Oh, darling, I'm so bewildered. What is happening to you? And what was the meaning of the king's visit?
The king? Forget about that, Marguerite. Forget he ever came here.
But has he something to do with this?
Please, don't ask me any questions. Just remember what I've said and have faith and courage. Listen. The order has come through already. I can hear soldiers. It's your release. I knew it would come at any time. They're coming for you, Marguerite. Goodbye, my darling. Remember everything I've told you.
I won't forget.
And remember this too. I love you, Marguerite. I love you with all my heart and soul. Never forget that.
Hush.
Up. All right, open the door. This is the cell. By order of the king, the woman inside is to be released.
Meanwhile, at the palace, a court was being held. There were a series of entertainments on this evening in honor of the Infanta of Spain, Maria Theresa. But the king and Maria made a strange couple as they sat together at the head of the long table in the banquet room. Maria Theresa, overawed at the color and the noise, eventually stood up after the king had related another bawdy joke.
And they never spoke to each other again.
Perfect, Your Majesty.
Your Majesty, have I your permission to withdraw?
Withdraw? Well, the night has hardly begun.
It's 11 o'clock, Your Majesty. But I've only been here 2 days, and I am a little tired. Perhaps the long journey by carriage from Spain to France.
Well, I trust that you'll soon regain a little of your strength. When you are the queen, you will have many late hours. Yes, many late hours indeed.
Quite so, Your Majesty, but if I may go now.
As you wish.
You are leaving, Your Highness? Yes, Louis. My cloak, if you please. Yes, Your Highness.
I know there was an amusing story about the prince who was better than him. I think we've heard Your Majesty related before, but please, again.
I remember it. Well, it's a bad second.
Why, Your Highness, you're crying. It is nothing, Louisa.
Nothing?
Oh, Your Highness, I've been your personal maid for the whole of my life, and I've never seen you so unhappy as you've been since your journey to France.
How I hate it all, Louisa. Those bawdy jokes. The king in his cup. Is this to be my life from now on?
Your Highness, here comes His Majesty. Perhaps he wants to recall you.
Oh, no.
Just a moment, Maria. If I have permission to detain you.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Oh, go away, you. Get out of my sight.
Yes, Your Majesty.
You don't like me, do you?
Why, Your Majesty, I...
Of course you don't like me, and I don't like you. Do you know why? Because you're dull and stupid and short. I hate short women.
Your Majesty, you've had a little too much to drink.
A little too much? Oh, that's good. A little too much, eh? But it's only 11 o'clock. You'll be there till 3. And you'll be there too, my dear, short, fat Maria, when you're queen. Oh, yes, yes, you'll have your duties of state just as I have my duties. Yes, but you'll find, my dear Maria, that you have a very remarkable husband. You'll be in 2 places at once. You realize that, Maria Theresa? You'll be in 2 places at once.
You're in your car.
You'll find him a most remarkable man. A man of two personalities. I wonder how you'll like Louis the Second.
Majesty, you speak so strangely. I know you've had too much wine. If we can talk tomorrow...
Tomorrow? Yes, tomorrow. Yes, that's right. You'll be talking to the king tomorrow. Louis the 14th. The Second.
Teresa, pale and trembling at the sight of her king with his bloodshot eyes and his leering mouth, believes him to be quite drunk. This, of course, is true. However, Louis's wild talk is a little imprudent if he wants his secret kept. Fortunately, his statements are believed to be the wild ramblings of an inebriated man. But what of the moral? What will Maria Theresa's reactions be when she meets Edmund Martiali in the part he is about to play? Make sure you hear the next absorbing chapter of The Man in the Iron Mask.